you still need to allow space for those hard things to come up, because that's your body's way of telling you it's time for you to process this. It needs you to process this. And if you don't, and you suppress it, then you're going to continue experiencing that anxiety, that overwhelm, that depression.
Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Sanfelice, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Sanfelice.
Welcome, everyone. Dr. Courtney Sanfelice here today with Danielle Damrell, who is the creative director for the Functional Medicine Business Academy, professional artist, writer, podcaster, wife, and mom. Danielle has been on a journey of uncovering her unique creative zone of expertise since 2017, when she founded the Danielle Damrell Creative Collective. DDCC is a continuously expanding collection of creative motivation, including products, playlists, and resources that aim to spread love, truth, and vulnerable encouragement. Danielle is the host of the Created Worthy podcast, where she is now giving women from a variety of backgrounds another platform to share their stories and uncover the threads of creative processing that already exist in all of our lives. In 2020, Danielle realized that the act of creative processing was the key to unlocking the healing that she's always longed for. Coming from a background riddled with abuse, trauma, physical illness, an unexpected pregnancy, and mental health struggles, Danielle realized that it was up to her to break the cycle of chaos and dysfunction. Beating all odds, Danielle is now empowering and inspiring other women to step into the life of freedom and healing they are worthy of living. She has become an expert in creative processing and is often teaching others how to channel the pain and chaos of life into creating meaningful work. So welcome, 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 Danielle. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I'm so excited to be here. And yeah, thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here. Yes, you are the queen of creativity. So I know Danielle through the Functional Medicine Business Academy, and she is my accountability advisor, and she is the queen of organization, technology, creative, everything. I mean, she has inspired me so much in just the past few months that we've been working very closely together. So thank you for all of that.
Of course. That is one of my favorite parts of this job, is being able to connect with you guys and help you to build your businesses, to have a strong foundation so that they're sustainable and something that you love. Most importantly, I think in entrepreneurship, it's so easy to become overwhelmed or to fall into that burnout cycle. And that is my number one goal with working with all of you guys, is to make sure that we're still loving the process of building our businesses. And that's a hard thing to do, but we do it through accountability and connection.
It is. And creativity, you know.
And creativity, of course.
You inspire me all the time to put my own little spin on things. And it's definitely your niche. You're the best. So tell everybody, what is creative processing? How did you get involved in this?
Yeah, so creative processing is kind of this term that I don't want to say I developed, because people have used it in the past. But for me, I've really kind of fine-tuned it to be something that is a skill or a tool that everybody already uses in their lives, but we can fine-tune it to implement an intention or to set an intention that brings up forth healing and clarity and kind of alleviates that pressure of being a human in this world, right? Like just the hardness, the hardships of life, the ups and the downs, the mountains and the valleys. So what creative processing really is setting an intention, a specific intention, to process through something in a creative way and activate your creative mind. And that in itself brings healing. So that's kind of a complicated definition. And I'm still like fine tuning it to figure out, you know, what my elevator type pitch is for creative processing. But for me, I kind of just fell into this realization in 2020, where I realized that when I was really struggling, or I was in a really depressed place, or was anxious, or in 2020, there was so much going on. We lost two family members really suddenly. I was on the Dr. Phil show with my mom, and that was the first time that we had had an intentional conversation about my childhood trauma. And after that, I was really just in this mode of like, okay, that didn't go great. I didn't get the result I was looking for, but I still had some processing to do. And for me, being able to engage my creative mind to process that deep trauma is what actually led me to the freedom of being able to not be so held back by that. So that's when I started like writing, and actually I got an opportunity to apply for a scholarship for a mastermind type group. And in that scholarship application, I wrote out a small portion of my story, including the fact that I had just recently been on the Dr. Phil show, and ended it with something along the lines of, I learned that the chaos of life will likely never let up. And it's up to me to figure out how to find joy in the midst of chaos. And that was kind of my first realization of, this is creative processing. Like writing that and getting to that realization wouldn't have happened without me setting that intention to apply for that scholarship, but also using my story in that scholarship in a positive way to bring freedom to both myself and to anybody who I would hope hears it. So that was kind of the beginning of my creative processing journey. And then from there, I've just continued to utilize and fine-tune that skill in my own life. And then started a podcast last year in June of 2021, where I had conversations with other people about their stories, and then would ask them questions like, where do you think creative processing has already shown up in your life? Is it, what are your hobbies? What do you enjoy doing? And do you think you can use those things to help you to heal and help you continue in your journey towards freedom? Long answer, but.
But it's absolutely amazing. I kind of got goosebumps while you were saying it, because it's something that we're all kind of doing every day,
exactly.
But you don't really recognize what you're doing, or that when you do realize that you're doing it, that you can almost take it to the next level to say like, you know, wow, I might be doing something just journaling, or I might be doing something as silly as a Lego with my son, but like that can be something creative, something therapeutic that you, yes, know that you're putting your energy towards that you don't even really think of
that as a processing method. Yeah, yes, exactly. And even what you were just saying with your child, like playing Legos with your child, sometimes I know for me, because of that broken relationship with my mom, being able to be a good mom to my daughter has been challenging, and I have to actually be intentional about spending time with her. So going into just playing with her with the intention of, I'm going to have a connection, I'm going to build a connection with her, that is creative processing.
I love that. I think that's amazing, because it is, and it takes it to that whole next level, you know, where you're not just being a mom, it's about a relationship, and it's about building on that relationship.
Exactly.
And it's about finding like a ground of doing something creative together. And that's like a special bond too.
Yes. You know? I think the core of creative processing is connection, whether it's connection with your inner child, it's connection with a grief point in your life, or it's connection with somebody else. That is the core of creative processing, is that connection piece. So yeah, you totally hit the nail on the head with that.
And I love too, even the way that you said it, because I know even working with us in the Business Academy, how you know, do different process with us, or you explain something and you're teaching us how to do graphics for something, and then you get your music list and put it on for us.
Yeah.
And it's so inspiring. And it's, again, it just takes you to another place that's just kind of like very therapeutic and very inspirational. If you're kind of like, okay, my mind's cluttered with all the busy clutter that's been going on all day, and I want to just write, I want to get something out, and just being able to clear your head and just, you know, just put a different spin on it. You always inspire all of us to do that.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. Yes, that is, I feel like that is my mission and my calling in life is to inspire and to use what I've gone through in my story to be able to empathize. I don't think that anything in our lives is just a coincidence. I think that everything has a reason and a purpose behind it. So every connection that we make, there's a reason for that. And so I try to be really intentional with those connections. And if I'm talking to you guys within the Academy, first of all, I think it's such a huge blessing for me to be in this role within the Academy, because I think that creative processing actually ties into functional medicine very well. And it is a skill that I hope you guys as practitioners can use with your clients in the mindfulness side of your practices, which, as you know, is a really key part of healing that deep-rooted problems, right? Like whether it's a chronic illness or it's mental health or anxiety or whatever it is, that mindfulness side of it is so important and so key to be able to, one, uncover the root cause of these problems, and then also to heal from them.
Absolutely. You hit that right on the head because, you know, as you know, all of us in the academy, pretty much, you know, even just a practitioner I was talking to this morning, just we were connecting about another topic, just speaking to people who have had a health issue, whether it be a physical health issue or a mental health issue or suffering burnout from, whether it just be as a life. Pharmacist working in a retail, life, COVID, you name it. But
so many things that can cause burnout, and especially in these last few years of through this pandemic, right?
Oh my gosh. It's so true. But, you know, like you said, like just bringing that, you know, creativity of it and bringing, like, even just for me personally, my spin, my whole story that I talk about is the anxieties that started when I was in my late teens, early 20s. And, you know, never rhyme or reason to it, was on an antidepressant for 16 years, except for when I was pregnant with my son. And my story of being able to heal myself with CBD, being able to go off of a medication, and now even taking it further, learning more and more about functional medicine, where that anxiety, you know, stemmed from different hormones, having endometriosis. So like all of that, like, is now kind of, I'm seeing stuff that I wish I would have known that what I know now then, because it's amazing how, like, just even fixing like my hormones, and now I'm just changing my nutrition and stopping with the traditional birth control pills that, like, all I think were contributing to the anxiety, where I don't even, as you don't even need the CBD as much anymore. Like, I feel like I'm learning how to channel it into creativity and to do different things. You know, journaling is just as therapeutic. Like, you learn these different ways to channel your energy and positivity, and, you know, it's learning to help others from situations. So I know for me, by helping myself, I was able to help hundreds of other people that had similar issues, you know, through the use of CBD or just functional medicine in general.
Yeah. And that's actually, I'm so glad that you touched on that. I think identifying what creative methods we individually have is also a really huge part of creative processing. So you said journaling, that's a big thing for you, but for somebody else, it might be making spreadsheets. It might be cleaning. Whatever the case is, there is a creative method, and we activate our creative parts of our brains in different ways. I'm a very type B person. I don't know if you're into the Enneagram at all, but I'm an Enneagram 4, which means I'm an individualist. And that's like a very creative number in the Enneagram. Not to say that, like, I'm justified by my number, but I think that that's a really cool little tool that I'm starting to learn more about. But it's so different. If you're a super type A person, you know, sitting down and painting might sound like the worst thing on the planet, but that doesn't mean creative processing isn't for you. What that means is that activating your creative brain is probably you're going to do that in a different way than I would. And that's okay. That's good. But being able to identify what those things are that actually bring you to that place where you're like, okay, I'm able to be intentional in this space. I'm able to focus on this task and feel relief afterwards. That's when you know, oh, I've activated my creative mind, and I've set that intention, and I've gotten something out of that time.
I love that you just said that, because it's almost like that, like, make your bed theory, where, you know, you start your day off making the bed and you complete one task, but it's kind of like, when you feel like a reward for something. So whether it be doing that spreadsheet or being able to check something off that list, or, oh my gosh, I just redid the pantry, or, you know, organized a closet or something. It sounds like you said, like, oh, well, that's not creative, but, you know, looking before and after, hey, this makes me feel good and inspired that I was able to do this. And I put my own spin on it to make it look, you know, the way I want, or organized, or like if it's a pantry, a pantry makeover, putting the right foods and organizing makes it just your own thing to feel like, hey, I feel good about that. And that's positive and that's creative.
Exactly. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the, like, men think like waffles and women are like spaghetti, where, like, they can think about one thing at a time. Like, I'm in my nothing box. Like when they say they're thinking about nothing, like they actually might be thinking about nothing. But us as women are like, how is that possible? Because our brains function more like spaghetti and everything touches to everything. And so that's where, like, let's say you are organizing your pantry, but when you're organizing your pantry, there's no, my guess would be that there's no way that you're just thinking about organizing your pantry. You're thinking about what happened last week. You're thinking about picking up your kids from school. You're thinking about, you know, what are you going to make for dinner? You're thinking about being mad at your husband because of this thing he said last night, right? Like there's so many different things that are all interconnected together. And so that's where using creative processing as a skill or a tool can be really helpful, because you could say, I'm going to organize this pantry, but while I'm organizing this pantry, I'm going to put on this playlist. Let's say I have one that's called Creating Trusting Your Journey. And all of the music on the playlist is just about trusting where you're at in life and all of that. And you can just simply process that I'm going to be okay with where I'm at, with what I'm doing, and be in this moment right now and set that intention. And then you go ahead and you do that. You get it done probably quicker because your brain's not all over the place. You know, you're more focused and you leave feeling so much better because you've set that intention of, okay, I'm going to trust my journey. I'm going to trust that what I'm doing today and right now and in my life is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm going to encourage my soul. And from that place, I will continue to walk into the rest of my day. So yeah, that's that skill piece of, okay, what specific intention, or you, let's say you need to do some more deeper processing. I'm in trauma therapy. I have been for years. I probably will be for years. So for me, it's really, really important to have processing time immediately after my therapy sessions, where maybe I'm not processing exactly what I talked about in my therapy session, but I'm, what's the word? The word that's coming to mind is not appropriate, so I'm not going to use that. But I'm stirred up, you know, like I'm physically, my physiological body is stirred up because I just went through a therapy session where I'm processing things that are really deep. Yeah. But afterwards, I'm like, okay, I'm not ready to continue processing that same thing because I want to continue doing that in therapy, but I need to process something that allows my body to feel that release. So for instance, last week we were processing something that was very deep, a really hard situation that my family and I are walking through right now. And afterwards I was like, I can't keep thinking about that. Like, I'm just going to get more anxious. And really I just need to keep talking about it with my therapist. But what I did was, I had a reel in my drafts that was of this time last summer, right after I launched my podcast. I was in a electric scooter accident, like a freak accident.
Oh my God.
And I got really bad road rash on my leg. And I had made a reel about this months ago and I hadn't put any captions or written anything for it. But after my therapy session, I saw that I had that reel in my draft and I wrote a like 3-page long story about that incident, but in like a fun, light way, right? Like, cause it was a really good day. It was actually like one of the top 5 days of my life. It was just like such a good day. It was so beautiful. I loved it. It was amazing. And then this thing happened and that didn't take away from the rest of the day being amazing though. Yeah. I was in pain for 3 months while I was recovering from that road rash, but it was still such a great day. So it was, my intention in that was like, I'm going to point out what I learned from that day. And I spent that time after therapy, I spent an entire hour just writing that story in a fun way with one intention of, okay, I'm going to tell this story, but I'm going to tell it in the way that I believe is most true for me. And I felt so much better after that. And I had so much more clarity about my therapy session. And I was my body no longer felt like, you know, my stomach or my heart was in my stomach, and it just works. I don't even know else to explain it. It just really works.
I love that. I do. And it's sometimes it is just holding it inside, and whether you're getting it out verbally or pen to paper, you know, it can make a world of difference. I know I go through phases with journaling. Like I feel like I've started writing a book, which I was talking to you about earlier. Just when I was just journaling different things, you know, going through different traumatic life experiences, going through a divorce and you know, not seeing my son every day and having and adjusting to a new normal in life. And sometimes just writing about it and writing whether I'm feeling sad or angry or happy that I have a happy, healthy son, you know, just sometimes just getting it out and putting it on paper and just, it just cleans it up and it just makes you feel just like there's a weight lifted off of your chest. You don't think like that's me being creative. I just was writing in my journal or wherever I even put it down to.
Right. And I think that's really important too, is to acknowledge the fact that emotions will come up. So maybe it's a harder emotion that comes up, but your intention is I'm going to do something light. Well, you still need to allow space for those hard things to come up because that's your body's way of telling you it's time for you to process this. It needs you to process this. And if you don't, and you suppress it, then you're going to continue experiencing that anxiety, that overwhelm, that depression.
And I love that you just said that again, because that ties in perfectly with functional medicine and the whole approach, your whole body approach of looking at basically your nutrition on and off of your plate, which was the theory and the method when I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I completed my certification last year. And the big picture was, it's not just about the nutrition on your plate, your food that you're eating. It's about all of the other things on your plate. So your creativity, your spirituality, your family, your friends, mm-hmm. your relationships, all your finances, all of these things that come together that, you know, make you you. So you could be like the marathon running kale eater, but if you're in a toxic relationship or you're in a horrible, you know, career job that's stressing you out, you're not going to be healthy, you know, no matter what you're eating or exercising. You have to, it's about the whole picture, mind, body, and soul.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I completely agree. And that's actually been a huge part of my journey as well. And my faith is a really huge part of my life. And I believe with my whole heart that there is absolutely no way that I would be alive apart from God. And he brought so many miracles into my life that I probably wouldn't have recognized. And I didn't recognize them as miracles until I started doing more of this deep processing work. And that's when I actually also released a product collection last year where it's just stickers and prints, and they're still available on my website. So I have like some really awesome stickers, and they are all just from realizations that I had that I felt like the Lord was like, put this out in the world. This is what people need. And it is things like, I am worthy. I am loved. I am patient. I am brave. And then there are also ones that are like, I choose life. I choose to live. I choose love. There's another one that's called respect, period. And it is, it's everything. Republican, Democrat, old, young, all everything. You could, everybody's differences on one page. And then in the middle is my lettering and it just says respect, period. And that's it. And that I was like, that's a message in itself. But then back to the miracles thing, I created one that says miracles happen every day. Look around, because I truly believe that. I think that every single day in our lives, there are miracles happening. Every single day. And until we choose to open our eyes to see how many of the things in our lives are miracles, then we're never going to see them. And we're going to think, oh, either God's not real or a higher power isn't real, or, you know, whatever your belief system is not valid. But that faith and spirituality piece is built within us. It's something that if we deny, we're holding and limiting ourselves, and we're holding and limiting our ability to impact the world. And so recognizing things, the little things, the big things, whatever the things are that are miracles, I think life in general is a miracle. Absolutely. So seeing that Absolutely. Really helps with that perspective. Abso-freaking-lutely.
I am with you 120%, like faith above all else. It is. I mean, even just like you just said, like miracles, just even when you look at, I mean, even just looking at a sonogram of a baby growing and looking at a flower, like the details of a flower, like literally just looking at it down to like, you know, like, purposeful, you know what I mean? It's just crazy how, like you said, there are so many miracles every day. It's like, And if we're not looking around and recognizing them as that, like, we're all missing out, because truly all of the little gifts during the day, they are just waking up and being able to do the things that we do. And, you know, even our just families, our careers, our things that we have that embrace us and that gets us inspired every day. It's just so, it's just, you know, it's like you said earlier, I agree with you where no, nothing's by chance. I think there's always a reason for something. And sometimes when something's happening, you can't always understand it or process what, when it's happening, it's like, why me? Or I'm frustrated or whatever.
This is too much.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, this is too much. And then sometimes it might be a day, a week, a month, a year later, like, oh, well, if that didn't happen, then this and this would have happened, or I would have never crossed.
Isn't that the best when those puzzle pieces start coming together? Oh my gosh, those seasons of life are so amazing. They're my favorite. And yes, so amazing. And I think what you're talking about too is that attitude of gratitude, right? And making sure that even if things are going wrong, especially, let's just put this in like an entrepreneur box real fast. If everything feels like it's going wrong in your business, there's a reason. And the way that you break that anxiety, you take all of the fires that are burning, maybe they don't stop burning, they're still there. But you separate it from, this is going to control me and control my life and control my mindset. The way that you do that is with gratitude.
Absolutely.
And or acknowledgement that, oh, this is still a miracle. The fact that I'm even able to be an entrepreneur is a gift.
Yes.
I'm going to be grateful for that gift. And then that way you're like, oh, there are all these fires. I have so many problems to figure out, but I can do it because this is a gift. And it's not going to overwhelm me or control me because this is a gift. So I love that.
Absolutely. And sometimes it takes wonderful people like yourself to keep me grounded when I'm feeling like that.
That's why we're here though. Like that's what's awesome about the way that the Functional Medicine Business Academy has evolved and continues to evolve, is that Dr. Christine is investing in people who she really believes in and knows they can actually help the members within her academy. Because now that it's growing, she only has a certain amount of capacity, but there's also giftings that different people on the team have to encourage different people. And I think that the group that I have with you and most of the OGs of the Functional Medicine Business Academy is like, I think you guys are the best group ever, because it's just so, so cool to be able to be like, hey, you guys have been doing this for a while. And like, I know it can feel super overwhelming, but look at all of the structure that we're setting up for you. And then let's just go back to the basics and remember that a lot of the chaos and overwhelm or comparison starts in our minds. So how do we start to unwind that so that the structure and foundation of your businesses can be really strong? You can be a strong CEO founder of your business, and your business isn't going to fail because of fires. You're going to have these problem solving skills and the ability to calm down your body and your mind enough to deal with them in a way that doesn't ruin your day. And yeah, we're still going to have bad days for sure. Everybody has bad days, but recognizing on those bad days, okay, this is an opportunity for me to process through something and allow those emotions to arise, allow me to get them out so that tomorrow can be a better day.
Yes, absolutely. I love all of that. Good. I love all of that. It's so, and I love that we're part of this team together, because just so many great things are happening in the academy, and just for us as entrepreneurs and for all of the clients that we help navigate through different seasons of their life, whatever they're coming and looking for help with that they're not able to find from, you know, traditional medicine. It really is truly a blessing to be where I am right now. I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky to have you in my life. I feel so lucky to have you make a difference in so many of our lives in the academy and outside of the academy. You're awesome at what you do. Just amazing. Like
you're going to make me cry.
it's your thing. Like I'm watching you today, even just work while we were on our Zoom earlier. Just, you're just fabulous at what you do. You just, it's like, you're so inspiring. And I know that I'm so blessed to have you in my life.
It is an honor to be in your life and to be a part of this academy. I am so, so grateful for it. And actually, with that, what I was talking about at the beginning, that scholarship that I had been awarded, that's actually how I met Dr. Christine. So that's one of those puzzle pieces coming together. You know, one of the, I'm kind of in that season right now, which is, I am so grateful for, because I've waited a long time to be able to walk into a season where I genuinely feel like I'm in my calling, you know, but it took going through the whole last year and a half of BS, to be completely honest. Like, so many, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing with my business. I don't know how to charge my worth. I'm afraid of talking about money. I don't have a full-time job, but I feel like I need a full-time job. And there's all of this like fires burning in my personal life. How am I supposed to deal with all of this? But then being able to really, like, I know I keep going back to this, but utilize that tool of creative processing, utilize therapy, finding a therapist that was right for me. And then also making intentional connections. That's what last year was all about for me. I didn't see the fruit of that though, until the beginning of this year, because a lot of what I was doing was free. And that I felt like at that time that was okay, because that's what I was being called to do, was make these really strong intentional connections, build my skills, build just a strong foundation within myself so that I could be able to help in a more direct way.
Yes, agreed. And agreed. I know.
So, yeah.
I know. And I feel like even as everything that you just said, I almost feel like you're just talking into like a mirror, because I was on a very similar journey, as you said. Like, it was, you know, I'm a pharmacist in an independent, you know, community pharmacy. Love my job, but very stressed out. The totally different world with COVID, was definitely looking for a change to work more individualized with patients, but going through all of the same things that you just said, like where, you know, you're questioning things and how do I get this business started? This is really where my true passion lies, but how do I turn, you know, how do I go from this to this? And, you know, a lot of those struggles that you mentioned, I feel like I'm right there with you. It wasn't until I really got connected with the Academy and really, you know, was able to focus and kind of compartmentalize and figure out what I needed to do. And then you look back and you look at all of the, you know, intentional, you know, the whole intentional process, and just look how, if I didn't go for nutrition and I didn't learn more about functional medicine, and every step of the way got me to where I am today.
Exactly.
And even connecting with Christine, when I met her, it was, I just so happened to see when she went in her first book, The Pivot with Purpose, and she quoted my favorite author from my favorite book from The Alchemist. And I saw it and I was like, and I think I wrote something like, I love that book. And then we started talking, and she was like, jump on a call. And I felt like she was like speaking to my heart with like, just being like a stressed out pharmacist, like with everything going on, and just how, you know, we were so aligned with functional medicine and wanting to work in that space. And it was just, I mean, it was just what I needed at that moment. It came along right when it was supposed to.
Yes. And that, I think I was just talking about that with somebody yesterday, how there are opportunities and then there are obstacles, and that is amplified in the entrepreneurship world. Yes. Right? Like, there are, especially as you are growing your business, there are also so many opportunities that are being thrown at you, but some of them are actually obstacles. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it's our job to be like, okay, what is in alignment? What can I do now? What is an opportunity for me to take now versus an obstacle now, but might be an opportunity later? You know, like having that realization of, okay, this right now would become an obstacle for me. If I add this to my life, I'm going to start feeling more overwhelmed because I already have so much to do. So let's put that on the back burner and let's call that a third quarter problem. Right now it's an obstacle. In quarter three, it'll be an opportunity.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. This was amazing. I'm so happy that you came on to explain this, because I think like you said, a lot of people don't realize that they incorporate creative processing in their life every day. And I think that this will open a lot of people's eyes to take it to that next level, to understand what they're doing, and to say, hey, this really does inspire me. And I can, if I am feeling stressed or angry or whatever, you know, maybe their outlet is journaling, maybe it's painting, maybe it's reorganizing a closet, but being able to learn what that is and taking it to taking it, absorbing it all in, and then learning how to project it out for each individual, because it seems like, you know, it's very individualized. What is good for you might not Absolutely. Be good for me. So learning how to do that, how to figure out what your creative process, whatever your niche is.
Exactly. Yeah. Your inner niche. I love that. Well, yeah, and for your listeners, I would love to encourage any of them who are more interested in creative processing to go check out my podcast. A lot of my podcast is just stories, and it's people coming on, a lot of them for the very first time, and just telling their stories and us having a real conversation. The first episode, episode zero, is my story. And then episode one is called What is Creative Processing? And I explain it a little bit more in detail. I will be doing a part two of What is Creative Processing in season two that will be coming out in the next couple of months. And then also episode two and three are with Dr. Christine.
Oh, cool.
So
I didn't listen to those.
Yes. Well, I would encourage your listeners to go check out my podcast. It's called Created Worthy. My website is called damrelcreativeco.com. And on that website, you can find all kinds of creative processing tools, Amazon lists, Spotify playlists. And then there's also my Worthy collection on there. And I'm like you said in my bio, it's a continually evolving business. I'm constantly figuring things out for myself. But as I figure them out, my end goal is always to encourage with that vulnerable encouragement, right? And so that's what I do on my website. And that's what I do on my social media as well.
I'd love
to connect with them there.
You inspire and encourage me every day to do all of that. I still have to master reels. You know me. I'm getting there.
You're getting there. You just gotta jump in. But also, if reels is overwhelming or it's not a desire, I talked to somebody yesterday who was like, I hate reels. I was like, perfect. Those are not for you then. That is not a tool you need to utilize. I love it. If you have a desire to learn more about them, then that's a sign to me that you can learn more about them. Yeah. Do it in time. It's not the most important thing in the world, right? Not something to stress yourself out about. It's just social media. And at the end of the day, the connection is what's most important. So if you're creating something that is, you know, bringing about a opportunity for a connection, then that's important. But maybe your method isn't through reels. It's through whatever else.
I love it. So yes, I will have all of Danielle's information and the show notes so that you can get in touch with her. You can check out her shop. I want to look at the stickers. I'm excited. I didn't know about them.
Yes, here's one of them. I'll show you.
Oh, I love it.
It's just simple, but that's what I wanted. I wanted the message to be clear and simple, and they're super high quality. So they're like, can go through the dishwasher. This is on my water bottle. It's gone through the dishwasher, like, no joke, probably 70 times, and it looks fine.
I love it. I even love it to like give to clients too. As
yes,
you know,
gifts.
Yes. Oh. Just to inspire, you know, just little inspirational things for them to, if they do have it on their water bottle or their planner, to just look at and just give them a little uplifting, you know, a little love during the day.
Yes, that is the goal with this collection. And funny enough, I know we got to run, but I just got a message from somebody the other day who I had sent a gift to of just a bunch of my stickers. And she sent me a voice memo almost in tears, telling me that it came to her at the perfect timing and that she was on the phone with somebody who was telling her that she had just gone through a miscarriage. And it was just a really, really hard, hard season for this woman that she was talking to. And on her desk was a sticker that I had made and sent to her that just said yes and amen. And she felt like the Lord was speaking through her and like telling her there is a yes. And she glanced down at that sticker and immediately knew, I need to give that to her. Like, that's going to mean a lot to her. And those kinds of stories makes this entire process and collection and the launch last year, I put so much into that launch. It makes it all so worth it. I'm like, oh my gosh, like these simple words are speaking to people in powerful ways. And that is just such a blessing and a huge miracle.
It is. And it's your passion. You can just see
it. It is my passion.
It's what you do. It just comes natural, and it's a gift that you give to all of us. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
I'm so happy that you were able to talk to everybody today and be on, and that you will continue to inspire all of us. And yes, everybody check out all of Danielle's information will be in the show notes. And I thank you so much, my darling.
Thank you. It was such an honor.
You have a wonderful day, my love.
You as well.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.